Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. A lot of people say that 3 years is the perfect length of time between albums. And for Anna Coddington, this, her second album, Cat and Bird, is a great follow-up to her debut 2008 album, The Lake. The lovely Anna Coddington joins us now. Hello.
Hello. If you think that
So 3 years, what have you been doing?
3 years, yeah, well, I guess it's the perfect length because you spend about a year promoting the last album and then, well, for me anyway, it took 2 years to make this one, so I'd really like to get that down, but but yeah, 3 years, that's what it took.
Well, people certainly seem pleased to see you back. I've seen some of the reviews, they're really good.
Oh, cool, yeah, no, I've been pleasantly surprised actually by the response. It's been really good and I'm so glad because we just worked so hard on this album, so it's nice to see that people can sort of hear the love and the effort that went into it.
It seems hard to believe anyone would ever have anything bad to say about you. You just seem like a very nice person. I can't imagine they just feel cruel.
Yeah,
saying
this is
anything.
My public face.
It's quite a haunting album, though, I thought.
Oh, thanks.
In a good way. You're not going to skip down the street sort of smiling merrily. It's kind of a bit more introspective, I think. Was that a fair comment?
Yeah, I think it's a fair comment. I think one of the adjectives I've applied to it a few times is intense. Like, it's quite, there's a bit of an intensity about it. I'm frustrated, I'm not losing my mind. I'll give my money away, trade it for an escape, and leave my boredom behind. Some of them are a bit more sort of, happy sort of pop rock tunes, but yeah, definitely some of them I strove to capture some sort of intensity.
It's a bit noisier in places too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was the result of having lots of time. I think we recorded all the guitars and vocals at home, so we had that sort of luxury of being able to double, triple guitar tracks, take as much time as we want, make as much noise as we want, because our neighbours were very understanding.
Is this a progression that you're going to see after about five albums? You've got this sort of wall of sound thing going on because you've got
massive stacks of Marshalls.
24 layered tracks, and suddenly you need a really good producer just to go, no, and take it back, strip it all back.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think so. I don't know. I've been thinking about that actually because I'm already thinking about making another album because this one is 11 tunes. Obviously, you know, that's a pretty standard album length, but there were heaps of others that didn't make it on there that I'd like to do. And those were, yeah, quite different again. They were a lot more stripped back, actually. So, yeah, I don't know. Could go either way.
How come you recorded this one that way? That, you know, you said you were able to lay down the tracks at home. Was that just the way it happened, or was it something you wanted to do?
It was definitely something that I wanted to do because, with the first one, so they both started in the same way. We sort of did rehearsals with the band and tracked the band live in the studio, which is a nice way to do things, I think, because you get a bit of that live feel. And for the first one, though, we did all the overdubs in a studio as well. And for starters, that's very expensive. But also, it's just puts all these restraints on you instantly, like financially, time-wise. And when you've got time and financial constraints, it sort of puts a constraint on how much experimenting you can do, you know. So I really wanted to do it at home, so we had the freedom to just noodle around and try things, and if they didn't work, no one had to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned your band, and I think it's important to point out who some of these people are, because they're incredibly talented musicians in their own right. I mean, it's basically, it's like almost like a super group, isn't it?
Pretty much.
The fact that you can put your name at the front of it's quite impressive.
Oh, I know. Trust me, I don't take it for granted. I feel so lucky. It's almost like, it feels like an endorsement just to have them play on the record, you know, like they're amazing. So there's Ned Ngatai on guitar, and he co-produced the album with me as well, and he's played guitar for everyone, Sol Rosa, Dimmer, Holly Smith, a whole bunch of people, and Ricky Gooch on the drums, who's got his own project, Edu Dangerspiel, and plays with Trinity Roots, and then there's Ali Mitchell on keyboards, who's just amazing in her own right, and Mike Hall on the bass, who's just recently, or last year, released his Night Choir album. And that was really, critically acclaimed and really well received.
That's a wonderful album. We had Mike and Matthias on from Night Choir a wee while ago when that album came out. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, really.
And so they bring their talent. How much of a boss do you have to be when you've got those guys? Do you say, hey guys, I tell you what I want the bass line to sound like. I tell you what I want the piano to sound like.
No, it's a bit of both. So some of them, because I did spend when I say 2 years in the making, a year of it was just me with the songs, working out what I wanted. So some of them. I got further with some of them in the demoing pre-production process than others. So some of them I sort of knew exactly what I wanted and could, but you know, couldn't execute it myself because I don't have the skills that Mike has on the bass or Ricky has on the drum. So sometimes it was a matter of this is what I want and then you drop out there. And then other times it was more here's a song and needs this kind of vibe and just play whatever, you know.
But it's still very much you as the songwriter by the sound of it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, because all of those people are so good, they are all very in demand and very, very busy. So I've found it pays to just have things as close to being ready as possible, you know, because usually you can only nail them down for 3 to 5 days at a time, you know. So the more sorted out I had everything, the arrangements and everything, the easier it was going to be, yeah.
Cool. So you're going to play a song for us today?
I am.
What would you like to play?
I think I'm going to play one of the ballads off the album called Get Involved. When I met you that first time, oh, the beer had made us blind, but something lit a path between our minds. And the taxi ride back home was a trip all of its own. But something sat on our shoulders and told us stay open at night. So why can't I feel this way? And why would anyone say that I should? Love, I am already sold on you. All the people in your house, you don't want them to find out. Gossip, let them judge all of these opinions when all we want is this one thing for ourselves. So why can't we feel that we should get involved
I'd like to get involved with you. Ooh. With you.
That's Anna Coddington with a song off her new album Cat and Bird, which is available in all good record stores. And if you'd like details on her tour, just taking a few dates around New Zealand, check out annacoddington.com. That's all we've got time for on the show today. If you've missed something, you'd like to hear it again, check out our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Russell Brown. Thank you. New Zealand on the air.